countdown.
Get ready. Yes. Thank you for making this the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
On your radio, on your Alexa device, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And streaming 24/7 at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mac.
Hi, I'm Lauren Daigle.
What's up? It's Phil Wickham on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
New music, the latest artist news, and the stories behind the songs.
Spreading the gospel around the world through music, one countdown at a time. This is
listener supported 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
20 The Countdown Magazine. Well, hey, welcome to another weekend of 20 The Countdown Magazine. I'm your host, William Ryan III. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the countdown this week. We are going to count down the top 20 songs in Christian music together, and we're also going to hear some brand new music. That's part of your future fan favorite next hour, where you get to vote on that new music. And we're going to hear the latest artist news and your three things you need to know. That's coming up a little later this hour. Well, are you ready to kick things off? Because we have two brand new songs to get to this week here on the show. So let's go.
20 The Countdown Magazine.
It is the first of two new songs hitting this week's chart. This one is from Cody Carnes. It's called Ain't Nobody. And here he is to tell us all about the song.
This song, Ain't Nobody, is a celebration of the love of Jesus. I've got a story too good to hide that Jesus has changed me, that he saved me, and I'm so thankful. There's nobody that could have pulled me out of the darkness, could have saved me by the blood, could have raised me from the ashes, and on. God's love is so good, and that's really what this song is about, just celebrating it, remembering what Jesus has done in my life, and just being thankful for it and sharing it with the world around me. So I hope you love this song, Ain't Nobody.
I think you are going to love it. Here is Cody Carnes with that new song called Ain't Nobody on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 20. New this week on The Countdown.
I got a story too good to hide. I was a blind man wandering until I saw the light. Yeah, I got a story I can't deny. I'm a living, breathing miracle, and I just gotta testify.
I know, nobody could.
Don't you love that new one from Cody Carnes? It's called Ain't Nobody, debuting at number 20 on 20, the Countdown magazine. Well, that's not the only new song we have for you this week. We also have this one. It is from Blessing Offer. This one is called Believe. And here it is on 20, the Countdown magazine.
Number 19, new music.
So you catch me when I fall, right? And you hear me when I call crying. And you fix me when I'm broke, right? And that's all I need to know. So the storm is gonna break, right? And the sun is gonna start shining. And everything is gonna go right. And that's all I need to know. What if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe, 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 believe in your love? Will I still believe, 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 believe in your love? So nothing's ever going wrong, right? And every day I'm gonna be smiling. Won't be nothing but some blue skies. So let the good times roll. But what if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe, 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 believe in your love? Will I still believe, 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 believe in your love? Do I want you or what you can do for me? Do I love you? Do I love you? Do I love you or what you can do for me? Sometimes I don't know, but all I wanna do is believe, 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 believe in your love.
That's the latest from Blessing Offer. It's called Believe, debuting at number 19 this week on 20, the Countdown magazine. Well, this song debuted last week here on our chart, and I'm loving this one already. It is Matthew West, and here he is with My Story, Your Glory on 20, the Countdown magazine.
Number 18.
The story of me was a story of shame. Wrong turns written on every page. So many parts that were so messed up. But I love the part where you showed up. Rewriting my past, rewriting my hurt. Line by line, word by word. And now my story is living proof. There's not a chapter that you can't use. My story, your glory, my pain. Now the story of me is a story of grace. Fingerprints of mercy on every page. No more ashamed of the path I took. You set me free to be an open book. If even my scars are part of your plan, take all of my heart, Lord, here I am. My only cause till you call me home is knowing you more and
making you know my story, your glory.
Countdown Magazine. That's the latest from Matthew West. It's called My Story, Your Glory, at number 18 this time. Well, that song is actually going to be the title track there from his brand new double album. It's going to be 22 songs, and it releases next month. So I want to be on the lookout for that one. It's going to be great with all of those songs on there.
52 shows a year, 2 hours and about 22 songs every week. That comes out to over 1,100 songs, with messages of hope and encouragement being sent out around the world, with the potential of reaching millions with the good news. There's no price tag for that. But we do rely on listeners who believe in our mission of spreading the gospel through music, one countdown at a time, to support us through their generosity, to help us continue providing quality programming to radio stations at no cost to them. Visit 20thecountdown.com and click the Donate Now button. That's 20thecountdown.com.
Listener-supported 20 The Countdown magazine continues next. Back to the countdown. 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to 20 The Countdown Magazine. I hope that you're enjoying the show so far. I would love to hear from you. My team and I, we love to read your messages, and they keep us encouraged while we're putting this show together. And I saw this one on Instagram, I wanted to share with you. It said, "Hey, I'm Jessica from Kenya, and I just want to say how inspiring and encouraging the show is. I look forward to tuning in every week, and I wish God's blessing to the countdown team to keep on with the good work. God bless you all." Well, Jessica, thank you so much for the kind words. It is our pleasure to bring 20 The Countdown Magazine to you and our listeners around the world, like right there in Kenya with you guys. So we have so many friends there in Kenya, and we're glad that you're one of them. Reach out to us. Let me know where you're listening from this weekend. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook. We're all over social media, so go say hello.
20.
Well, it was so cool getting to see this guy last week here. My family and I caught him at the Unite 2023 event here in Dallas. It is Torrin Wells with his latest song called Joy in the Morning on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 17.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. 'Cause it ain't even faith till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. 'Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. Oh. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Hey. If it's not good, then he's not
there will be joy in the morning.
That is Torrin Wells at number 17 with his song Joy in the Morning on 20, The Countdown Magazine. Well, if you listened last week, then you might remember hearing this song in the same spot as last week. Here is Danny Gokey and Corinne Hawthorne singing We All Need Jesus on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 16.
We're so quick to point a finger. We judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Everybody needs a savior, even the ones who think they don't. We got stuff we hide deep down inside, so much that we don't show. It's just the wonder what we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything.
We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Yeah. Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. From the prison to the preacher, oh,
all I know is we all need Jesus.
Yes, we do.
All I know is we all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman, oh, yeah. Every city, every nation,
every nation.
Necesitamos más a Cristo. Necesitamos. Somos quebrantados. Cristo es necesario. Cada día más y más. 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Cristo es necesario. Cristo, necesito. Todo el mundo necesita a Cristo. Need Jesus, everybody in the world need Jesus.
Number 16 on 20, The Countdown Magazine. It's Danny Gokey and Corinne Hawthorne singing We All Need Jesus. And I saw Danny Gokey got to travel to Cuba to visit his wife's family recently. I was in a video of them drinking some Cuban coffee, which totally got me wanting some. My family and I, each time that we travel, we love to go find just the coolest looking coffee shop and give it a try. And we've been pretty successful in finding some really great coffee shops in all different cities. So I think I'm going to get me some coffee right now and get ready for these 15 remaining songs on the countdown.
Listener supported 20 The Countdown Magazine continues next.
You're on air with William Ryan III on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Well, there are so many ways to connect with us here, like our website, social media, the listener line. But did you know that you can also send me a message through WhatsApp? I know this is for our international friends. Mike sent me this one. He said, "Hey, William Ryan III, I really enjoy your program, 20 The Countdown. It airs over Impact Radio in South Africa every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And it's really cool to listen to these great Christian songs each week. I like the music with the messages of Jesus and what he did for us. Great way of preaching the gospel and very acceptable to us young people. Keep up the good work, William. Blessings, Mike." Well, that is awesome, Mike. Spreading the gospel around the world through music, one countdown at a time. That's our mission. So thanks for that encouragement and confirmation that we're right on target. I also want to thank Impact Radio in South Africa for airing this show, because we've received at least 4 messages from South Africa just this past week. So hello to all of our South African friends, and you can reach out to us on WhatsApp just like Mike did. So I hope to hear from you soon.
20 The Countdown Magazine.
The band Kane is making a 4-point climb this week with their song "I'm So Blessed."
Number 15.
Come on, knocking at my door today. I ain't gonna let it in. And worry wanna steal my joy away, but I ain't gonna let it win. 'Cause on my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why. I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed, hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
And when I count the problems that I see, hope looks all but gone.
Yeah.
But when I count the ways you're good to me, you got me counting all day long. Oh yeah.
I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed. Hey, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter.
Number 15 on 20 The Countdown Magazine. That's the band Kane making a 4-point climb with their song "I'm So Blessed." That is our biggest mover on the chart this week. Congratulations. Well, next we have this song from Brandon Lake that I have been loving. It's called "Gratitude." And listen to what he had to share with us about this one.
The song "Gratitude" has definitely become one of my favorite songs to lead. And I loved writing this song. I was in Australia. This was probably back in 2018, I believe, before COVID, before anything shut down. Traveled over to Australia to write with some of the Hillsong crew, and Benjamin Hastings, Dante Bowe, and myself got together at Ben's apartment, overlooking the Sydney Harbor. It was so, so beautiful. And I remember it, we were talking about wanting a song about how, you know, man, we really have nothing to offer God that really equates to his worth. But maybe our hallelujah is all we can offer him. And maybe that's his favorite thing to hear, is the sound of our worship. And then we began to write this song, and you know, we're a bunch of rowdy guys, and so we wanted a really rowdy bridge that encouraged people to really worship and to give him a sacrifice of praise, something that cost us something. And that's where we started talking about how, man, I think people have more to offer God than they think they do. And so what if, like David, but in a modern way, we said, you know, oh my soul, bless the Lord. And let's command our souls to bless the Lord. And we thought it'd be cool to say, man, we've got a lion inside of our lungs, which really there's like two meanings there, right? Like you've got a loud praise, something to offer God. But also, if you're a believer, you have the lion of the tribe of Judah living inside of you. And so this command, this encouragement to let out that worship and to give him everything that you've got. I don't know that there's anything more precious that we could offer God than our gratitude and our hallelujah.
Number 14.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. But every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah,
but I've nothing else fit for it.
amazing song. That is Brandon Lake with his song Gratitude at number 14 this time on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Well, in next is another amazing song. This one's from the band We the Kingdom. It's called Miracle Power, and you've been hearing this one for a little while here on the Countdown, but we have Ed Cash from the band in to tell us more about it.
Our new single, Miracle Power, is just about the incredible power of God. Our dad passed away at the end of 2020. It was a really long battle with several different health complications, dementia at the end. But my mom, when he was just going through the thick of it, she really just was calling out to God, and she just sort of said out loud, "Oh, you just never know what a day may bring." And she really sensed the Spirit say back to her, "But you know who brings the day." And I just think that is such a comforting word for any of us who are walking through any manner of struggle. So we just want to encourage you wherever you are that the power of God is with you, to lean on Him, call out to Him.
Isn't that so comforting to know? Such a great reminder there from Ed Cash. He's from the band We the Kingdom, and they are up next with this song called Miracle Power on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 13.
This is for the lost and lonely, for the broken and afraid. This is for those who are hurting, hoping help is on the way. In these battles of addiction, where fear is chasing after me, whatever trouble I am facing, I will lift my hands and sing.
I believe in miracle power, in a wonder-working God. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, working wonders in
climbing up 2 points this week to land there at number 13. It's the band We the Kingdom, and that's their song called Miracle Power on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Coming up.
Well, we have a cool story about the band We the Kingdom coming up in our three things you need to know. That's our artist news, and we do that every week for you to kind of fill you in on what's happening in the Christian music industry. We also have your remaining 12 songs on the way.
Get a deeper look inside 20 The Countdown magazine at 20thecountdown.com. Become an insider with our exclusive e-newsletter. You'll receive great content, including the current top 20 music chart, future fan favorite, the latest artist news, and a lot more delivered each week to your inbox. Plus, you'll find ways to support the show. Become a 20 insider with the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Sign up today at 20thecountdown.com.
Hang tight. You can count on us to be back with your 12 songs of the week. Listener supported 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to our countdown this week. I hope you're enjoying it. We still have our artist news, three things you need to know. Those are coming up here in just a few minutes. But I wanted to give a shout out to some friends of the show who recently became financial supporters for the very first time. We have Carolyn, Andrew, Mandy, Michael, Nancy, Kathy, and Don from right here in the United States. We have Ruben in Africa, plus Holly and Julie from Canada. Thank you guys so much. Due to your generosity, we will be able to add stations to the 20 The Countdown magazine family this year free of charge and continue spreading the gospel around the world through music, one countdown at a time. And if you're ready to jump in and make a donation just like they did, just visit our website, 20thecountdown.com, and click on the big green Donate Now button right there on the homepage once you get there. We have a secure platform for you to give online there at 20thecountdown.com. Or if you prefer, you can send us a check in the mail. Our address is listed there at the website as well. You can set up a monthly donation online or even just do a one-time gift. I promise, no gift is too small to make a huge impact. So thank you so much.
20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 12.
I've seen shame, the kind that comes from mistakes, the kind that won't go away. When I turned around, they were right there to remind me. I've seen regret, the kind that messes with your head, the failures and the can't forgets. But standing here now, I'm thanking God it's behind me. 'Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away, yeah. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. Yeah. When I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace. I still hurt, fall short of what you say I'm worth. And that devil says I don't deserve what you did on the cross. And he's right, 'cause I don't. But you did it anyway. I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. Yeah. When I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. Yeah, yeah, I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Micah Tyler making a 2-point climb to number 12 with his song, I See Grace.
Artist News. 3 things you need to know. Number 1.
Did you make any January resolutions to eat a little more healthy this year? If so, how are they going? I was noticing a theme this week as we were checking in on some of your favorite artists. Everyone is starting the new year off by having salmon for dinner. Seriously, Danny Gokey and his wife, they were eating salmon this week. My wife, Christy, she made our family salmon for the week. But it was Franny from the band We the Kingdom who really let her band know what was for dinner. As they were heading out on their winter jam tour this last week, Franny said she is trying to eat a little more healthy like the rest of us. So she packed her salmon, veggies, and even an air fryer on their tour bus. However, she said the guys in the band, they're not so thrilled that the entire bus may permanently smell like fish. But hey, nobody said that tour bus life was glamorous, right?
Number 2.
It's been about a month since Christmas, and I'm just wondering, if you have kids, are they still playing with all of their presents, or have they been long forgotten by now? Amy, here on our team, she was just telling me that she does experience gifts for her grandkids, and then this week, Micah Tyler shared that he did the same thing for his kids. This is such a cool idea that you're going to want to remember this one for next year. Micah said that he and his wife, they wanted to do something really different instead of just a big gift under the tree this year, so he cashed in all of his airline and his hotel points, and he took each of his 3 kids on a 2-day one-on-one trip. He said his youngest went to Legoland in Florida with him. Then he took his daughter to New York City where they got to see 2 live musicals. And he took his oldest son to Los Angeles, California for a Lakers and an LA Clippers game. Sounds like a lot of fun, right? Micah said he won't forget the memories that he got to make with each of his kids. And it was truly one of his favorite weeks as a dad.
Number 3.
Well, last year was an incredible year for the band Kane, but we're even more excited for what is to come this year for that trio of siblings. Next month, they're going to release their first live worship EP. And today, I have a sneak peek for you of the first song they'll release, Friend in Jesus. Kane said this is the project that they've been wanting to do since their childhood. Growing up, they would have worship nights and Bible studies in their living room, and Madison said that they would pack the kids in just to sing to Jesus. Based on that foundation, they knew it was time to release this worship album. You know, just last week, we had some young adults and teens filling our living room for a worship night, and I was just blown away seeing the purity of their hearts just to spend time in the presence of the Lord. And I'm so excited for this next project from Kane that will set an atmosphere in our hearts as they lead us into worshiping our Savior. Listen to this little sample.
Oh, I have found a friend in Jesus. He is everything. Sing it out. I have found a friend in Jesus. Yes, He is my everything.
You're up to date. That was 3 things you need to know. Get the latest 20 show updates, including artist news, the current music chart, and more. Come by 20thecountdown.com. That's 20thecountdown.com.
Now, back to the Countdown. Listener-supported 20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Hey, everybody. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman, and this is the story behind my song, Don't Lose Heart. You know, these last few years, we have all experienced devastating loss. Globally, nationally, families, friends, we've lost financially, we've lost relationally. Many of us, myself included, have lost family members and dear friends. And as always, I process life, joy, pain, suffering, hard, good, all of it through songs. And the song Don't Lose Heart really is just my own journey, just sharing from my own experience of saying, of all the things that we have lost, let us not lose heart. How do we do that? Well, for me personally, even in my own journey with my family, the tragic loss of our daughter 14 years ago, it has been holding on to the promises of God, holding on to the reality that God is with us. He's good, He's faithful, and the story is not over yet.
Up next is Stephen Curtis Chapman with that song he was telling us about called Don't Lose Heart on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 11.
Another sleepless night. Praying hope comes with the morning light. Right now you're feeling like you've lost this fight, and fear is screaming out your name. When you say, God help me, you wonder if He's even listening. Truth is, I wonder the very same thing. So you don't have to feel ashamed. Let me walk with you through this valley and tell you all that I've learned to be true. Don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. I've been where you are, you are not alone. I know it gets dark, I know it gets hard, but we're gonna make it home. So don't lose heart. Show you all the scars from where I've been. Remind you how we both know this story ends. And I know you'll do the same for me. These afflictions that are only temporary are gonna turn to glory beyond compare. So don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. Song he's singing over you. Don't lose heart. I won't ever let you go. I'm right where you are. You're safe in my arms. So don't lose heart. Don't you dare let go.
This week here on 20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman moving up to that spot with his song, Don't Lose Heart. You know, I saw that he is gearing up for his tour this spring as well as an Alaskan cruise this summer. That's going to be beautiful, I bet. Well, we are down 10 songs now, and we still have 10 songs left here on the Countdown. But do you remember what last week's top three songs were? I wanted to give you a little refresh here and let you know.
Last week's top three songs.
Number three.
Ooh, even when you were running, even when you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believed it, when your eyes couldn't see it, every single moment you've always been perfectly loved.
Number two.
For the top three songs last week on the Countdown. Just a little refresh there for you in case you didn't catch last week's show. But of course, we still have your 10 remaining songs coming up here next hour, and you're going to find out what this week's top three songs are. So stick around.
Listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine. We'll be back in a moment.
20 The Countdown Magazine. Well, hey, you are still here with me. I'm so excited about that. I'm William Ryan III, and welcome back to 20 The Countdown Magazine. This is our second hour of the show. We are counting down those top 20 songs in Christian music together, and we still have 10 more to go this hour. And you'll find out who is in that number one spot at the end of the hour. But until then, we have some great music to play for you, including some new music that is part of our future fan favorite. I'll play some clips of some songs a little later this hour, and then I'll I'll need your help. I'll need you to go vote on your favorite song. And if you happen to vote last week on those new ones that I played then, you'll hear the winning song this week. Are you ready for these remaining 10?
20 The Countdown Magazine.
Well, my kids got to catch this next guy, Crowder, at the Passion Conference when it came through Dallas just a couple of weeks ago. They loved it, said it was an awesome event. And Crowder even posted about the event saying that singing songs of truth with 30,000 kids never gets old. Here he is with Dante Bowe singing God Really Loves Us.
Number 10.
I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment, oh how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Crowder with Dante Bowe singing God Really Loves Us at number 10 this week. Well, back in that same spot as he was last week, it is Zach Williams. This is his song, Heart of God, on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 9.
I know you're hurting. I can see it in your eyes. So pull back the curtain and take off your disguise. Whoever told you you ain't worth the fight? The cross tells a story, how to change your mind. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in His open arms. There's beauty from ashes, so come as you are. And there's only love in the heart of God.
Williams with Heart of God at number 9 on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Well, next up is a song that is dropping back down to this spot here. It is from Ben Fuller, and this one's called Who I Am. It's been here on the Countdown for 25 weeks. Listen to this.
Number 8.
I stand in front of the mirror, but I don't like who's looking back at me. Wish I could see things clearer. Oh, like who I'm supposed to be. In every trial, lift me higher. Through the fire, hold me tighter. Remind me again that I was made for more. Who I am in the eyes of the Father. Who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe. It's who I am. Been changing. You haven't left a stone unturned.
been facing. Oh, I'll keep standing on your word in the water. Take me under, fill my lungs to speak your wonder. You brought me out of the darkness, I was made for more. Who I am in the eyes of the Father. Who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe. It's who I am. Everything for me to have everything for all of eternity, a song in my lungs to sing. God and the Most High God's for me. I'm a child of the Most High God and the Most High God's for me. It's who I am.
Ben Fuller at number 8 with Who I Am on 20, The Countdown Magazine. Well, we still have 7 more songs coming up for you, including that song from For King and Country and also the new one from Mercy Me. We get to hear from both of those bands here in a little while as they share the stories behind their new songs.
Listener-supported 20, The Countdown Magazine. We'll be back in a moment.
Your direct connection to your favorite artists and the biggest songs in Christian music.
Listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, I'm so happy that you're here with me as we are counting down the top 20 songs in Christian music together. And we still have 7 more to go. If you haven't visited our website, 20thecountdown.com recently, be sure to stop by soon. You can find the full countdown there, artist news, you can vote for your future fan favorite, and even send me a message. I love when I get messages from you, like this one I received from Sarah recently that said, "Thank you for being on the air. When the struggles in my life became too much to carry alone and absolutely nothing seemed true or right, I was blessed in repeatedly finding your program without my own intention. When I found myself overly critical, cold, and discouraged, you became my lifeline to Christ. I was baptized in 2019, and my journey of restoration includes the gift of the music you continue to present. Thank you." Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being so vulnerable and for sharing your story there. I'm so grateful that you found the show and that you've been encouraged in your walk with Christ. And that's really the point of what we're doing here at 20 The Countdown Magazine. It is to reach more people with the gospel through music, one countdown at a time, and encourage believers in their faith. So I'm praying, Sarah, that this is the best year yet. And hey, if you want to reach out to me and share your story just like Sarah did, I would be honored to receive that. Just head to 20thecountdown.com. You can send it there.
20.
The brothers Joel and Luke Smallbone with the band For King and Country have been here on the countdown for 10 weeks with this song along with Jordan Sparks. It's called Love Me Like I Am. And I wanted to hear the story behind this one, so check this out.
One of the great statements of God intervening into humanity is that He came while we were in this present darkness, while we were in our failings, while we were in our insecurity. And so this song feels as though it's a celebration of that reality, that no matter the creed or color or country we're from, that God has shown up and is meeting us right where we are. He's loving us right as we are.
Isn't that cool? Well, we asked our Facebook group this week what lyrics stood out to you as you were listening to the countdown, and Barbara shared that it was this next song, Love Me Like I Am, from For King and Country on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 7.
I am a little unstable, loose wires always getting tangled now. I am a little bit difficult, I can be a little self-critical now. I am a little unable to put all my cards on the table now. But somehow you're still with me. It's amazing that you can.
Band For King and Country, along with Jordan Sparks, with your number 7 song this week, Love Me Like I Am, on 20, The Countdown Magazine. Next up is Mercy Me, and they're also in to tell us the story behind their latest song, Then Christ Came. Here is Bart Millard from the band to tell us more.
Man, I went to David Leonard, a dear friend of mine, and wanted to write. We were just trying to write anything, and for 2 solid days came up with nothing. And the last minute, we figured out this chorus to this song, which actually that demo is on Inhale Exhale, our last album. And then we wanted to finish the thing out. And so I went to Phil Wickham and Jason Ingram, and just so excited with how it turned out. And sometimes we complicate things, trying to come up with creative ways to sing about Jesus. And this song is just, man, this is what I was before. And then he showed up and everything changed. And we love how it turned out, and we hope you like it too.
Here is Mercy Me with their song, Then Christ Came, on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 6.
Like a soldier with no armor, in the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker. In the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break, or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him. Ever
since the moment he walked in. Then Christ came. I was searching for a reason to believe that I could ever really matter. Ever matter. I was open, I was reaching, so desperate for my soul to find its savior.
Countdown Magazine. That's the band Mercy Me with their song Then Christ Came, coming in at number 6 again this week. Well, we still have 5 more songs to go here on the countdown, and we also have that future fan favorite winning song from last week coming up, and 2 new ones for you to vote on this week. It's going to get good, so stick around for these top 5 remaining songs.
Hang tight. You can count on us to be back with your 5 songs of the week. Listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine, Station of the Week.
Well, thanks to your generosity, we are able to produce this show and send it out to radio stations around the world free of charge. And this week, I'd like to feature one of those stations that carries this show every week in Caribou, Maine. And listen to this.
My name is Krista, and I'm from WFST AM 600 in Caribou, Maine, serving northern Maine and western New Brunswick, Canada. Our listeners enjoy hearing the Top 20 Countdown every week, also hearing the artists share their stories behind their songs. 20 The Countdown Magazine is heard each Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on AM 600 Family Radio WFST.
Thank you so much, Krista, for doing that shout out. And thanks to all that you guys are doing there in Maine and even parts of Canada there as you're broadcasting all around that area. So thank you so much for carrying 20 The Countdown Magazine. And we are so proud to feature you guys as our Station of the Week.
Your monthly and one-time gifts help us continue to provide 20 The Countdown to radio stations around the world free of charge. Support 20 by heading to 20thecountdown.com and click donate now. Listener supported 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Top 5. Well, back at number 5 again this week, we have Mac Powell. He's here with his song New Creation on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 5.
I thought I knew what I was talking about when I testified of your great love. Well, I was a soul on fire, there was no doubt. Bible believing, saved and washed in the blood. But it was until I stumbled and made my mistakes that I could know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of a tragedy. You stumbled and made my mistakes, then I can know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of
at number five again this week here on 20 The Countdown Magazine. That's Mac Powell with his song New Creation. And I saw that he just announced that he's going to be going on tour in February with a few acoustic shows. And Stephen Curtis Chapman's even going to join him for one of those, which is going to be incredible. Well, I sure hope you took time to vote on our future fan favorite at 20thecountdown.com. If you did, then you're going to remember these incredible songs that were there last week. One of them was a new one from Jeremy Camp called Anxious Heart. The other one was the new one from Matt Marr called The Lord's Prayer, It's Yours. Well, after you voted, the song that came through with the most votes that we're going to play in its entirety this week, it is from Jeremy Camp. Here is Anxious Heart on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Last week's future fan favorite.
Locked up and I'm so in my head. Heart starts racing and I can't slow it down. Hands shaking and I'm losing my breath. Paralyzed with the mind spinning out. My strength has grown weak. No words left to speak. I fall to my knees, 'cause I know what I need. You are the light when my world goes dark. When my thoughts have run way too far, you're the calm for my anxious heart. You're the calm for my anxious heart. You're the calm for my anxious heart. Wrapped up in the arms of your love, stilled by the silence above all the noise. Burdens light when you're lifting it up. Fears terrified by the sound of your voice. 'Cause you don't grow weak. Your word is peace. I fall to my knees, 'cause I know what I need. You are the light when my world goes dark. You hold me together when I'm torn apart. When my thoughts are run way too far, you're the calm for my anxious heart.
You're the calm for my anxious heart.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That is last week's future fan favorite winning song. It's Jeremy Camp. It's called Anxious Heart. I hope we hear more of that one on the countdown soon. Well, it's time to do it again. I have two new songs to play again for you this week. And then, of course, I need your help by voting on your favorite song at our website, 20thecountdown.com. Okay, these are some really good songs this week, so get ready to listen to two little clips of these. Our first song, it's the new one from John Reddick. This one's called I Believe It. Here's a little sample.
I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe that he conquered death. I believe in the resurrection. I believe he's coming back again. I believe that his spirit's with us. I believe that he gives us power. I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe it. I believe it.
That's the latest from John Reddick. It's called I Believe It. And that's your first pick for our future fan favorite this week. Okay, I have one more song for you. And this one, it's a new one from Ryan Ellis. This one's called Gonna Be All Right. Listen to a sample of this one.
Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Your love will be my song till all my fear is gone. Everything's gonna be all right.
Isn't that a great song as well? That one is the new one from Ryan Ellis called Gonna Be All Right. Okay, the song before it, that was from John Reddick. It's called I Believe It. Those are your two songs this week for our future fan favorites for you to vote on. So head to 20thecountdown.com. You can listen again and then cast your vote.
Listen again at 20thecountdown.com and pick your favorite song. It's the future fan favorite on listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weaver back in this spot again with their song, God Is In This Story.
Number 4.
There's torn up pages in this book. Words that tell me I'm no good. Chapters that defined me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up. Told my heart that hope is never gone. God is in this story. God is in the details. Even in the broken parts, he holds my heart. He never fails. When I'm at my weakest, I will trust in Jesus. God is in this story.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave at number 4 again this week with their song, God is in This Story. And I got to catch Katie Nicole when she came through town for the Unite 2023 event. It was here in Dallas, and wow, it was so cool to get to see her on stage. She not only did that song there by herself, but she also did, of course, our number one song from the year 2022, In Jesus' Name, God of Possible. It was so cool to get to worship to that one in person. Well, we've been counting them down from number 20 all the way down to this point where we have just 3 songs left here on the countdown. Find out who is in those top 3 spots of the week when we return.
20 The Countdown Magazine is posting daily on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We post show updates and the latest in Christian music news. We are so encouraged when we hear from listeners, so we'd love to hear from you and connect. Just look up 20 The Countdown on social media and say hello.
Listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine. We'll be back in a moment.
Connecting millions of people worldwide with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
Listener-supported 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
We are about to dive into those top 3 remaining songs of the week. But before we get to those, I wanted to ask you a quick question. Have you ever called our listener line? If not, I want to remind you that we have this telephone number. It's all set up just for you to call in and leave a voicemail anytime throughout the week. 24 hours a day, that line is open for you. And it comes straight to our team. So give us a call and let me know how your new year is going so far. The number is 1-888-535-2020. Again, 1-888-535-2020. And I can't wait to hear from you. Let's see what Teresa had to say when she called that listener line this week.
Hi, my name is Teresa Milton. I'm calling from Thunder Bay, Ontario. I just want to tell you I listen on UCB Canada. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate the comments there, and thank you for calling that listener line. Okay, if you want to call the number just like Teresa did, that number is set up just for you. 1-888-535-2020.
20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 3.
Who said that you weren't beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin? Who said that you were all alone and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little lies that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes and you'll see it's been there the whole time. Ooh, even when you were running, even when you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believed it, when your eyes couldn't see every single moment you've always been perfectly loved. Ooh, perfectly loved. You've always been perfectly in the hands of the infinite as the wounds of the world became his. See the kindness that it has for you and how he's always been drawing you in.
Even when you're
Rachel Lampa with Perfectly Loved, back at that number 3 spot again on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Well, this next band is back in the same spot again as last week. It is Elevation Worship with Same God.
Number 2.
I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for me.
At number 2 again this week here on 20 The Countdown Magazine. That's Elevation Worship with their song Same God. Well, we've done it. We've made it through 19 out of our top 20 Christian songs of the week, but we still have that one song left. Any guesses as to who that might be? If you've been listening to the show for a while, then I'm sure you are guessing correctly right now as who's in that top spot, but you don't have long to find out. So stick around and we'll be back with that number 1 song here in a minute.
Get a deeper look inside 20 The Countdown magazine at 20thecountdown.com. Become an insider with our exclusive e-newsletter. You'll receive great content, including the current top 20 music chart, future fan favorite, the latest artist news, and a lot more delivered each week to your inbox. Plus, you'll find ways to support the show. Become a 20 insider with the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Sign up today at 20thecountdown.com.
Hang tight. You can count on us to be back with your number one song of the week. Support 20 The Countdown with any gift. Come by 20thecountdown.com and click the Donate Now button.
Listener-supported 20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Look who is up next. It is Colton Dixon, and here he is with his song, Build a Boat.
Number one.
I've been wandering through the desert. Ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming. Yeah, I've been hanging on to high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet.
I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never ends. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, 'cause I got you by my side. With you in my sails, your love never fails. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet.
I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah,
say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades.
I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, 'cause I got you by my side. With your wind in my sails, your love never fails or fades.
I'll build a boat, so let it rain.
20, The Countdown Magazine. That is your number one song for a ninth week in a row from Colton Dixon. That one is called Build a Boat. I'm so proud of him for holding on to that number one spot for this many weeks with that song. But can he do it again for a 10th week in a row? You will definitely have to make plans to come back next week and find that out for yourself. And we will be counting down those top 20 songs in Christian music just like we do every week. But be sure to go to our website, 20thecountdown.com, this week and vote on your future fan favorite song that'd be listening next week, and we'll play the winning song. And while you're there voting, be sure to connect with us. You can find a way to message me right there from the website, and even find our listener line if you want to give that a call. I'm so encouraged when I get to hear from you, so please do take some time to connect with me there at 20thecountdown.com. Well, I'm William Ryan III, and I will talk to you again next week.
20 The Countdown Magazine.